శాంతి. వి బాబాస్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఎంజాయ్ ద డిఫరెంట్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ బాబా at different times. We love more peace in the Amritvela. Sometimes we need lot of power from Baba. We love to get the power from Baba whenever we find time or whenever we need. Today we are discussing about another special quality of Baba for which all of us thank Baba heartily. All of us. Which is that quality? Mercy. Baba is also said, ocean of mercy. Ocean has two meanings. One is abundant. Another, no boundary. Therefore, all of us thank him heartily because he selected us. We are the few chosen by him. Can we call this his mercy on us? Can we say? Or we say that we did the mercy on us? Who did the mercy first? Is it we or Baba? Baba? We are here today with his mercy. I remember the first day when I met Brahma Baba, then Shiv Baba. It is his mercy which made me to be here today also. It's now 46, 47 years. I can't forget that moment when I met Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, at how much merciful both of them just embraced me without asking who I am, what I am, how much pure I am, how much useful I am. Never, never. The first sight, first meeting, first instance, yes, son, aao bacche, in Hindi, aao bacche. He just embraced. That second until now, that's in my whole body and mind, how merciful Baba is. He never saw anything. Even Mama, the first meeting, she accepted, appreciated, and she could see my future. And she also took in her arms. I was just 20, 21 at that time. Today I am 67 bodily. So the mercy of mother and father, the ocean of mercy, Shiv Baba, all the time, only one thought Baba had, that how my child should become the deity. Nothing else. He was, he is, and he will be. This is what Baba used to tell us. We are sure or not, but Baba is sure. That's how he is ocean of mercy. Yes, we human beings, souls, who have come in this cycle, and the last 63 births, you know how it is. So we are bound to err somewhere here or there. Some mistakes. But Baba never felt bad about it. Never. He never threatened us. He never, denied us. No. Whatever he had to say, he said in Murli, general. Though he knows I am the culprit, but he never pointed to us. But when Baba says, and when we hear Baba's Murli, we talk to him, yes Baba, thank you Baba. We promise, we take oath, determination, everything. But when you go in front of Baba, when you meditate, Baba always give and give and give. His part is only one, no two, two part, no. Ocean of mercy, always merciful on us. He excused us for everything, it may be a bigger or smaller or a whatever. He always, okay, forget it, go forward. Never let us down. In our life, friends must have left us. Even some of the parents must have felt bad with us. Even the boss whom we have worked for years may have threatened us. But Baba never and never. He always shown mercy on us. That's why we always remember Baba. Thanks to Baba. I remember Brahma Baba used to say, I will live 100 years. Because it seems once an astrologer saw Baba's, the birth date and all that, the record. And he said, it seems, that you will live only 60 years. Baba didn't bother about it. But Baba used to laughingly say that, Brahma Baba. And we know that he lived for 93 years. Strong, straight, no specs, no stick, lived. And Baba used to say, the Shiv Baba gives us the license, he grants us the life to live. He always used to say. So minutely, every day morning, we heartily thank Baba, one more day, 24 hours, Baba has given us. When we get up in the morning, you know, everything is okay. Good morning, Baba. And we thank Baba for giving us a one more day. Because we all know that many may not even get up who have slept. Should I tell you the yesterday night, last night? There was an earthquake, shaking. At 11:45. Anyway, we Baba's children, we just, it happened like this and then we slept. Because we are all yogis. We never even bothered. Something must have happened somewhere or what. Anyway, morning we will come to know. And Nirvar Bhai says, he yawned. The radio at 6 o'clock, and BBC said it was 5 point something, and India said 6 point something. But there was no news, where, what and all, nothing more than that. I hope everything is okay. But it could have been. You see, many have not, you know, seen the next day. We remember the last accident was Pakistan border, 60,000 people in 1 second is finished. So therefore, in this confluence age, as Baba's children, we always thank Baba to giving us another one beautiful day with a beautiful health. Of course, in India, yesterday we had bomb blasts in one of the temple town. It's called Benares, Varanasi. And so much of chaos and many deaths and all that. Series of bombs. So anything can happen on this Iron Age, Ravan Raj. Anything can happen. So that's why the mercy of Baba on us, we children, we always heartily thank Baba for giving us a one beautiful day. And when I see all of you, I am so happy and proud that we live like princes here. You see, how Baba is keeping us comparing to the world. Many times, you know, the people think of the India or the third world or the Muslim countries, Africa and all, you know, in a different scene in the television or anywhere. How people live, starvations and so much and so on. But I don't think you even feel something like that, no. And all of us, we feel that as though we are in the heaven. We all feel that, you see, how protected we are. So that is the mercy of Baba. Only on we children. Therefore, we thank Him so much from our bottom of heart. If you just think of this, thank you, Baba, there is no better yoga than this, because this is from the heart, the true heart, because all of us have the blessings of Baba. So that is what we experience, the mercy of Baba, the ocean of mercy. I am asked today to discuss the mercy in 3 aspects. Baba is ocean of mercy. He gives to all. But mercy on self, mercy on family, mercy to the world. Because taking mercy from Baba is self, Baba and ourself. But we would like to go a little further. That is, once we take mercy from Baba, can we extend that mercy on ourselves? Mercy on ourselves. Bias to self. How is that? Because we never bothered. Baba is merciful and we are living in his laps. So we thought it's okay. But no, our teachers, our sisters are telling us that, no, no, you have to make mercy on you first. What do they mean? Everybody is mercy on themselves at least. Undoubtedly, everybody is mercy on themselves. They take care of themselves. They are more worried of themselves. Then why are they saying, no, you have to be merciful on yourself first? Maybe there may be something. Let us think about it. Okay, when Dadis say, or teachers say, Baba says, first have mercy on yourself. That is, though we know that we are Shiv Baba's children, God's children, and our first birth is the deity with full of qualities, completely pure, we know that. The first creation of God, golden age, deity life, we know. Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. That's our image. That's what we are. We know it. We teach this. We always say, what is the aim of your studies? We say, to become from man to deity. From Nara to Narayana, we say. So that's our aim and object. That is our knowledge, and that's our effort. Whole day we do that. Nothing below that, no. We are deities. I remember in the beginning of this yajna, the first lesson Baba taught to all the dadis, that there is one Sanskrit shloka they used to say. Aham Brahma Tattvam. We are like Narayana. We are like this. All the time they used to remember like that. As much they remember Baba, more they used to remember that I am the Vishnu, I am the Narayana, I am the Lakshmi. That was the first lesson taught to them. So similarly, all of us know that Baba is making us the first creation of this earth, that is golden age. So we are the progenies of the deities. We are going to be the complete deities. But in this confluence age, we are sometimes, you know, pulled in between golden age and iron age, golden age and iron age. The some sanskars conflict. Because we are still living in this iron age, though mentally we are above this age, because golden age has not come yet, we are preparing. It's in our mind, it's in our vision, it is in our faith. We are sure about it. But physically, we are living in this iron age with the past balance of sanskars of several births, including the last birth. So knowingly, unknowingly, sometimes the body may pull, our sanskar may pull, the attitudes, the latency we call, the past things. It may pull sometimes. Maybe it is lust or anger or greed or attachment or arrogance. It is there. So, what can change that? Here, we need the mercy. As Baba did the mercy on us and made us as his children, we have to do the mercy on ourselves that, okay, but you are this, not this. Though we have all type of pulling, in the beginning it may be strong, but after we become Baba's children, for years, the pull is reduced, but still color is there sometimes. Influence, a little smell. Not always, sometimes, suddenly. Sometimes it may be in the dreams also, sometimes with the environments, sometimes with the Laukik, sometimes in the office, anywhere, anytime. Because Maya always waits for the opportunity. Maya is not visible, you know. Otherwise we will catch. But Maya always waits for an opportunity in our mind. And before it catches us, we become alert. That's what we call as mercy on ourselves. Sometimes we commonly also say, please have some mercy on yourself. Why are you doing that like this? For example, Amrit Vela, we love to sleep a little more. But then he said, no, come on. So this is what we have to be mercy on us, on which we 100% know this is not right. We can manage without it. We can be honest to Baba. So honest to ourselves is honest to Baba. So therefore, the first mercy is on the self. That's how, you know, sometimes we call this as sacrifice. It's nothing like that. We are very happy, we are enjoying. Can we call this sacrifice? The Brahmin life, so beautiful, so nice, so enjoyable. It's nothing sacrifice. I always remember one word of Chandramani Dadi. She was one of the senior Dadis here. She used to say, when someone come and tell me, Dadi, I have left lust, I have left anger, I have left ego, attachment. She says, what? Why did you leave? Keep it, keep it. In the morning you get up and clean your house. You don't like to keep anything in the house. You want to keep it clean. And you have kept all these things so long within. And now you say that, oh, I have left it. As though you have done some big thing. It's dirty. You have cleaned it. That's all. So you have made mercy on yourself by cleaning it off. So what is great in that? Where is the sacrifice? It's a big word. Sacrifice? Yes. Baba and Mama. The first two souls I have seen. What is sacrifice? They lived for us. I heard this in Bible actually, you know, always the Christ died for others' sin. I was not understanding what it is. But now I understand this. It is true. That how Baba and Mama, they could have lived happily. He was a multimillionaire, Baba, who could manage a family of 400 and above for 14 years like princess. He taken care of dadis. How much of wealth he must have had, just imagine. We are struggling to live ourselves in this Sangam Yuga. But so much he was rich. But he sacrificed everything. For whom? For us. For me, I will say. For all of us. He became an example. Always, always. I always give this example. Why I came to Brahma Kumaris. That is because whatever we preach, we do first. Whatever I heard from Baba, the first 7 days I observed him. And he was the first to follow it. So we don't just preach, no. We are not the preachers, but we practice. We do ourselves. If we don't get up in the morning, Amrit Vela, we will not enjoy in telling others that you please get up in the Amrit Vela. No, we can't say that. So this is how our life was made. So the real sacrifice I saw in them, Mama, who was the youngest in all dadis, but she sacrificed her whole personal life for bringing up all these dadis. And all dadis used to say her mama, ma, mother. Were all elder than them. So this is where the sacrifice comes. Living for others. Even we have Janki Dadi. All the time she is worried about us. Any class she expects us to be. You know, going further, becoming stronger, worried about us only, we Baba's children. So therefore, if we decide from today, as Baba has become the merciful on us, and we have to become merciful for ourselves first. The second step, the mercy is not just to ourselves. Let us just extend to the nearby. With whom we live. With whom we come in contact. It has a extension. Physical communications and to the mental communications. Each one of us have a small world of our own, day to day. Human contacts and nature. We live in a house. We have to make some mercy on the house also, otherwise who will clean it? Who will keep nice? So, animals, birds, plants, if we show mercy, they are very nice. They all live on us. So each one of us have a small environment. It's not sufficient that, you know, we make only mercy on us. Oh, we are okay. We are okay. We are okay. Everywhere we take care of ourselves. It's all fine. That's good. But as Baba's children, we have to slowly extend it. As Baba extended on me and all of you. So we may not immediately do that, but at least with whomever we come in contact, wherever others feel our presence, let us use the first quality, the mercy. Who they are, what they are, then you will have problem. Oh. No. But Baba did not see that. The first quality Baba said, okay, okay. If we human beings can learn one thing, that is, let others live as they are. Even this much of consideration, we would not have disturbed the life of others or the animals or the plants or the earth. We have disturbed everyone. We have not accepted anybody except myself. That's all. That's the world today. But we Baba's children learnt first to mercy on ourselves, then slowly on others who are coming in contact with us. Slowly we changed. Otherwise we were also like others. No. Just, you know, live. But then Baba's children, no. Okay. We changed the no to okay. Okay. We see, but still we don't, you know, get disturbed or we make others disturbed. It's just allow. Then the others slowly come close to us. In this confluence age, I always tell, what is our property? What's our real, you know, wealth or the belonging is how many souls, people are with you who think good of you, who feel good of you is our property in this confluence age. That is the real basic family of golden age. In golden age also we are going to have a family. Who are they? You can feel here. Who feel good about you and on whom you feel good? That is your family. That is where you have extended your mercy. You accepted them. You have tolerated them. You have helped them. In other words, you have extended your mercy. Try. Extend it. Let it go. You see, Janki Dadi wants to have the whole world. Everywhere she wants to go. Everywhere she wants to extend. We can also. Each one of us can extend our mercy. But let us start from one to one. Let us cross. Let us not wait that they will change, they will change, they will... No. That's... See, when we made this Gyan Sarovar, we have decided one thing, that there are some trees, plants, who have come up by themselves, let us not disturb them. Let them be there as they are. And still they are there. In the training center you see in between there is a tree. We purposefully left them. Let us not disturb them. Let them be there. How nice it is. The balance of ecology, we call it. Similarly, the mercy is that we tolerate. We allow them as they are. Okay, if they follow us, it's fine. Everything, the whole nature is that if we are, tolerable, if we are able to mercy, and they follow us, they love us, they come with us. So this is how Baba started from 1 to 1. Baba never dreamt, the so big organization, so big this. No. Baba started with 1 to 1. I even remember when Shiv Baba said through Brahma, not Brahma Baba, that the whole world will come here, everyone will say Baba, and even now Baba says, that my Baba, they will say from their heart, all that. I used to astonish what Baba is telling me. Now in India we are only in hundreds, not even thousands. What is this Baba saying? The whole world will come here. It is Shiv Baba's vision. Shiv Baba was knowing it. But today it is true. At that time we were just astonished. So that means Brahma Baba never thought, never questioned how it will happen, no. He started doing, that's all, from 1 to 1. Each one we gave course. I remember, I was the first Baba's child for soul of South India. After Pune or Mumbai, there were no centers. I was the first Baba's child from there. But we started a center, giving course to people, exhibitions, this, that. And today, we have more centers in South than North. More than, 3-4 lakhs, hundreds, 300,000-400,000 Baba's children from South. So how it happened? 1 to 1. No doubt in it. So it is just an expansion of our mind. Mercy. As Baba did mercy on me, then we tolerated others. I don't say that I have did the mercy on someone. I tolerated. I accepted. Then I helped a little, as much as possible. And then it has grown. So we have to do that. That is the second. We call it as mercy to the family. Who is our family? With whom we come in contact, physically and mentally. Today, we call this world as what? The modern word is global village. Like Mount Abu, we have a small village, Like the whole globe, we call it as a village. You want to think of America, you can think like this. You can think of any part of this world. Today anything happens anywhere, it takes hardly few seconds, you will come to know everything. So the world is a global village. So now the third mercy what we have to do is on this village. But which village? The global village. How do we do that? That is the method what Baba said in the last Murali. That is, to start with, Baba said, come to me first. Baba said, take your thoughts within, wind up, and come to me. He said, just wind up. Just like, when we go to sleep, what we say, Baba, past is past, finished. The day, everything is to you. Then tomorrow morning I will start doing. But now account is closed, everything is to you and I am coming back to you. That is bed. But here Baba said, come to me. that is Paramdham, incorporeal world, the world of silence. So we start from there, because the mercy is full of silence, because mercy has many ways. If you want to reach to the global village, it is through silence, no other method. So more of silence we gather, more we will be able to reach to the world. That is why we start our meditation first from the incorporeal world, the sweet home, the silence home, the ocean of peace, Baba. Then Baba said, Baba, give us another dress, because we usually sleep in the night dress, you know, physically. That is here only. But when we go up, when we come down to the subtle world, Baba gives us a special dress, the dress of purity, the light. We call it as angelic body. No weight, flying, very light, but very bright, very powerful. We call it as aura also in that. It's a special dress Baba gives to all of us. He has already stitched, he has got ready. It's only we have to go and wear that, that's all. The angelic dress. Baba has given the vision of this dress to all. All these sandeshis who go in trance, they see themselves also very light. You know, there is nothing like, you know, walking with a sound or a weight or nothing. They always say, you know, I went to Baba and I was sitting there, I was talking. So nobody said, you know, how much of kilo or the pound's weight you are walking. No, nothing. So it was just, they don't even know how they are walking, how they are moving, how they are flying. So the lightest body, but we all look like this only, but very bright, very powerful, very young. So we should remember that that's our dress. Each one of us have the subtle form of ours. So that is the dress we wear. And we come down, who is there to receive us? Brahma Baba. First we go to Shiva Baba, enjoy the ocean of peace, and then we slowly come to the subtle world with our special dress, with wings, with light, and then Brahma Baba is there to welcome us, and we stay with Brahma Baba for some time. After the subtle world, the angelic stage, Baba sends us to this world. We used to usually practice meditation like that, from point conscious to subtle and then to this world. But this time Baba changed that routine. Baba said, from subtle world, first go to heaven, that your kingdom. From the subtle dress, angelic dress, wear your golden age dress, the deity dress. Just feel all of you like the golden aged deities. with crown, with the beautiful dress, with all the decorations. But with all the qualities, because all these symbols are qualities, the complete. So that is what Baba wants us now before coming to this world. Previously we used to just go up, settle and come down, but now Baba has changed it. Baba says, just go to your kingdom, just wear your dresses, it's all there, ready, wear them, feel, I am that deity. Because in this world, everybody is going to their temples. Each one of us have our own temples here. Churches here, where people go and pray. So therefore, they accept us with qualities. They expect us. So if you have something, then you can give. So this world needs mercy now. So therefore, we have to come via golden age with lot of qualities so we can give to the people. Let them be happy. Let them have peace. So while crossing, we come, we see this world, the globe. So we have to mercy on them with the qualities. That's what we call it as mercy on the global village. The whole globe needs peace today, happiness today. Somebody who really thinks good of them. It's only we Baba's children who really love this world. Nobody thinks of the world, they think of themselves. Maybe their country. Very few think of the globe, world. That is what I saw in Brahma Baba. That he was always thinking of the world, not any individual. Even in mantras, even in bhakti, Baba used to always think of the world, betterment of the world, not of individual. So therefore, that is the one time that before landing on this earth, we sit for some time with our complete stage of deity, then mercy on the world. Because that is the kingdom where we are going to enter. So let us show the mercy, the love, the peace, the happiness to all, to the whole world. Let there be peace on the earth. So that is the wishes which we have to give to the globe. Then Baba said, where to land? Which is our airport? Ahmedabad, Mumbai, Delhi, which is the airport we land on this earth? That is Baba. The scene was so nice, Diamond Hall, you know, sitting in front of Baba. Thousands of Baba's children with Baba. So come down there. Be with Baba. Immerse the whole scene. Always, because you have come here to meet Baba. So be with Baba. Land with Baba on this land. That's meditation. Eh? Then Baba said, okay, now you come to Madhuban. That is, okay, you can come to Gyan Sarovar, you can come to Shantivan. If you are living in Pandav Bhavan, you come to Pandav Bhavan. That is the last landing. That is Madhuban. Now we are here, Brahmins. Till then, that is meditation. Baba said, try to repeat it as many times as possible. That's our meditation now. The new way, a method of meditation. I was really surprised. Baba was giving commentary and making us to practice. Last Murali, I have made a special a tape also, only of so much, 8.5 minutes it is, how Baba started. Are you ready? Let us go. Like that, he took all the 4 stages and brought us back to Madhuban within 8.5 minutes. Beautiful it was. So this Baba said, do as much time as possible. So let us mercy on ourselves. Let us mercy on the family. Then let us mercy on the land, the global village. So that's how we now do the meditation. Om Shanti. Thank you very much.